You are listening to My Research, brought to you by the University of Michigan Health System. About 10 million people in the United States alone, from troops returning from war to students with music blasting through headphones, are suffering from impaired noise-induced hearing loss. The rising trend is something that researchers and physicians at the University of Michigan Kresge Hearing Research Institute are hoping to reverse. They've discovered that a cocktail of vitamins and the mineral magnesium may be a possible way to prevent hearing loss caused by loud noises. The nutrients were successful in laboratory tests, and now researchers are testing whether humans will benefit as well. Dr. Glenn E. Green, Assistant Professor of Otolaryngology at the U of M Health System and the Director of the U of M Children's Hearing Laboratory, explains.
The prevention of noise-induced hearing loss is key. When we can't prevent noise-induced hearing loss through screening programs and use of hearing protection, then we really need to come up with some way of protecting people that are going to still have noise exposure. My hope is that Oraquil will prove to be helpful in this regards and give people a richer, fuller life.
The combination of vitamins A, C, and E plus magnesium is given in pill form to patients who are participating in the research. Developed at the U of M Kresge Hearing Research Institute, the medication, called Oraquil, is designed to be taken before a person is exposed to loud noises. In earlier testing at U of M on guinea pigs, the combination of the four micronutrients blocked about 80% of the noise-induced hearing impairment. Now, Oraquil is being tested in military trials in Sweden and Spain, an industrial trial in Spain, and a trial involving students at the University of Florida who listen to music at high volumes on their iPods and other PDAs. This is the first National Institutes of Health-funded clinical trial involving the prevention of noise-induced hearing loss. Co-lead researcher Dr. Joseph F. Miller, the Lynn and Ruth Townsend Professor of Communication Disorders and the Director of the Center for Hearing Disorders at the U of M Department of Otolaryngology's Kresge Hearing Research Institute, tells us.
Obviously, if we can even see 50% of the effectiveness in humans that we saw in our preclinical animal trials, we will have an effective treatment that will very significantly reduce noise-induced hearing impairment in humans. And that would be a remarkable dream.
Miller notes that the military tests in the new study could be of particular importance because of the high number of soldiers who develop hearing loss in the line of duty due to improvised explosive devices and other noises. He explains.
Intense noise and hearing impairment from noise exposure is an enormous problem for all of the militaries of the world, certainly in the United States. Last year, the Department of Defense spent approximately $1.5 billion in compensation for hearing impairment. The VA hospitals close to another $1 billion for clinical care and treatment of hearing impairment. The most recent figures from a report by the Institute of Medicine indicated that one-third of the returning soldiers that are in the theaters of war in Afghanistan and Iraq cannot be redeployed specifically because of hearing impairment. So not only is it an enormous factor in quality of life for the individual affected, in cost to society for health care and compensation, but it fundamentally compromises the effectiveness of our military at this time.
Andy McDonald, U of M Health System News. Thank you for listening to My Research. You can find more information on this and other topics at www.med.umich.edu.